This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Out in the Storm, the fourth album by Katie Crutchfield, who performs under the name Waxahachie, after a creek in Alabama. She said the album is about a time when she wasn't honest with herself.
Kiss on My Lips starts to feel unfamiliar, Katie Crutchfield sings on Silver, the first single from this new Waxahachie album, Out in the Storm. The way in which affection starts to feel like something rare, one definite sign that a relationship is crumbling, is what Crutchfield wants to get at here. Something else she wants to do? Crank up the volume and play loud, fast guitars, along with another musician, Katie Harkin. It's some of the most fierce music ever heard on a Waxahachie collection. Similarly passionate and noisy in a different way is this song, Sparks Fly. On that song, sparks aren't the only thing flying. Crutchfield's voice soars across roughly strummed guitar chords, her voice seeming to emerge from a dark place into the light. There's a lot of energy on this album that is released with pinpoint precision, a lot of thoughts articulated with emotional exactness. Crutchfield's examination of a now dead relationship is like an autopsy. She cuts into it, pokes and prods, pointing out weaknesses, wounds, lacerations, and where some healing has occurred.
My objective was blind, you were always looking for a fight. An invisible race will be in it till one of those days. You went back in time today, expecting me to do the same. I can't get away. I can't get away. I can't get away.
Crutchfield uses the Waxahachie name to cover a variety of musical incarnations. She started out recording alone in her bedroom in Birmingham, Alabama, and made subsequent albums with a variety of musicians, including one whom she seems to be addressing with such fury on the new album. On Out in the Storm, her core band consists of four other women, including her twin sister, Allison Crutchfield, on keyboards, and guitarist Katie Harkin, who's also performed with Slater Kinney. Together, they make good on the album title, creating crackling, stormy music.
I wake up early.
I wouldn't want to be the guy on the receiving end of Katie Crutchfield's descriptions, some shouted, some murmured, over the course of these songs. These various accounts of someone who lets her down, who belittles her, who interrupts her when she's talking, who makes false amends. Yet for all these specifics, the music on this Waxahachie album closes off the possibility of self-pity. There's a burning off of anger, leaving the happy realization that all of this stuff has ended up inspiring a lot of good music, the best revenge.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Waxahachie's Out in the Storm. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be actress and comedian Jessica Williams. As a Daily Show correspondent, Williams was known for her hilarious reports on racism, sexism, and homophobia. She gives more personal takes on gender and race in the comedy podcast Two Dope Queens. Now she's starring in a new Netflix movie, a romantic comedy called The Incredible Jessica James. I hope you'll join us. I want to correct an error I made last Tuesday in an interview with journalist Joshua Green about his book Devil's Bargain, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump, and the Storming of the Presidency. I said that Bannon had said with pride that he created the alt-right. What Bannon was actually quoted as having said in July of last year, when he was still the chair of Breitbart Media, is that Breitbart News is, quote, the platform for the alt-right, unquote. And that quote is from a Mother Jones article from August 22, 2016. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shorrock. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Teresa Madden directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.